Game 4 of the NLDS between the Nationals and the Cubs. Will he or won't he? Steven Strasburg does start Game 4 despite being under the weather. His opposition, former Cy Young winner Jake Arrieta. The wind blowing in at Wrigley Field all afternoon into the early evening, and that wind would assist Strasburg as he faces Addison Russell, bottom two.
Six of them missed it. Addison Russell drives one in the air, deep left field. Back is Worth near the fence, makes the catch. Tagging is Zobrist and going to third safely. Addison Russell just missed a long ball. The 1-2 by Arrieta. And Zimmerman bounces it past the mound, charging. Bobbling is Addison Russell. Everybody is safe. A run scores. 1-0 Washington. Addison had to charge in, and on the short hop, he could not glove it cleanly. The ball bounced off the glove, and the payoff. Bryant swings at a changeup, strike three. Chased a ball down near the ankles. Swing and a miss, strike three on another changeup. 10 strikeouts for Strasburg. Swing and a miss, strike three, another changeup down near the dirt. 12 strikeouts for Strasburg. A fly ball to right center field and deep. Back goes Ian Happ, back near the track at the wall. And Happ will not have a chance. That's a grand slam for Michael A. Taylor. Opposite field, grand slam to right, and the Nationals lead 5-0.
The Nats force a winner-take-all Game 5 on Thursday. After a 5-0 win, Steven Strasburg becomes the first NL pitcher with two double-digit strikeout games in the same postseason series since Bob Gibson in 1968. Dusty Baker snaps a personal 5-game losing streak in postseason elimination games dating back to 2003. The Cubs had a chance to close out the series at home in Game 4, but they fell short by a 5-0 score. And if they are to advance to their third consecutive NLCS, they'll have to win a decisive Game 5 on the road in Washington on Thursday. Here is Chicago skipper Joe Maddon.
I thought CJ was going to should be able to get that one out. At that point, I'm looking at there's potentially a tie the game, and you might need Wade for two innings. So once it got to the point where it looked like CJ was missing the plate a lot, we got him ready. We'd not have put him in the game had he not said that he was ready. The phone rang. He said he was ready. We put him in the game.
Phil, left.
Yes, Joe, just kind of your general thoughts going forward for a deciding Game 5, and also the thought this was a very close series tonight, 5-0, but a ball that goes into the basket by a little bit and the Russell error that allows another run.
Yeah, but give that, Taylor, that ball had to be absolutely crushed. That's into a gale, high, opposite field. All those factors are involved. Give him, that surprised all of us, obviously. CJ was having a hard time, I thought, Wade can get out of this like I thought, and then four outs, and then we'll see what happens. But give Taylor credit, man, because you have to scald that ball to get it out oppo. We just have to do a better job offensively, too. We've scored limited runs. Their guy was outstanding tonight, like we talked about beforehand. Strasburg was that good. The changeup was spectacular. We did not – Addy hit that one ball good to left field earlier that the wind knocked down. Otherwise, we didn't really have a good time against them.
On the right, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Joe, you just kind of touched on this, but Strasburg from the dugout, outside of maybe the changeup, or maybe just build on that, what stood out to you about his outing?
Gets ahead in the count. Fastball command is outstanding. He's really able to throw his fastball for a strike when he wants to, where he wants to. His curve was really good, too. He had everything going on tonight. So if you don't get him really in the count, it's really difficult because he has these two other outstanding pitches to throw deeper in the count, curveball, changeup, which he did. The last time we played him, we tried to jump him early, but we didn't have a lot of success in Washington either. He's pitching absolutely at the top of his game right now. That is really good stuff. Give him credit.
Far right.
Yes, sir.
What did you think of Jake?
Jake, physically fine. Command off a little bit. Battled through that. It was 90 pitches after four, and I thought, how about Johnny Lester tonight? Johnny Lester gave us a chance to win that game. But I thought, overall, Jake, stuff-wise, not bad, but not as sharp as he can be.
Dave in the middle.
Yes, Joe, what's the mindset and plan for tomorrow with your pitching staff?
Well, you got, obviously, starting Kyle, and then Quintana will be play the role of Johnny Lester tomorrow if it's necessary. So we talked about that pregame. If, in fact, it was really close, which it was, that was a good spot for Lester tonight. And then tomorrow, everybody's available tomorrow, so it'll start with Kyle. And Q's ready tomorrow to back up like Johnny did tonight, and then the entire bullpen will be fine tomorrow.
Back right.
Yes, sir.
Last time you were in a position was a game seven. What's the message and mindset to the team heading into this winner take all?
Honestly, I don't say a whole lot. Actually, I don't say anything. I just want them to go and prepare like we normally do. Like I said, we just have to be offensively a little bit better tomorrow. They've been really good. We've been really good. So listen, they got a grand slam. I mean, otherwise, that was kind of like the same game both sides. We walked a couple guys, which really hurt to set the whole thing up. But neither side really killed the ball tonight. They punctured the win. We didn't, and they got the win. But that's pretty much been the entire series. Both pitching staffs have done a great job.
In front of you, Mark.
Yes, sir.
So what made you decide to go with Lester tonight, and what did you think of the pickoff?
Well, you know, the fact that he was available, you know, we could have done him or Quintana, but he pitched before Q, so we went with him first. Knowing that we didn't know exactly where Jake was going to be tonight, so we talked about that in advance. And now when that showed up, if this score was like we're losing 4-0, he would not have pitched tonight. It would have been Montgomery and the rest of the bullpen. But 1-0 at that part of the game, I felt pretty strongly about it. And so it was that. It was the fact predetermined that he's going to back up Jake tonight, and then Q would back up Kyle tomorrow night, because we were able to do that. So that was it.
Phil?
Hey, yes, Joe, on your hitters and the lack of scoring, what would you point to for the big issues and any quick answers for what would help tomorrow?
We just got to stay in our lane. In other words, not chase. But it's again, that's easier said than done. That changeup is so spectacular. We chased a lot. We were out of the zone a lot. And if a pitcher can get you outside of the zone, he's going to keep doing that. We have to be better in the zone. We have to force their pitchers in the zone more consistently and not miss your pitch when you see it. It really comes down to that. I don't know what the weather is specifically going to be like tomorrow night again, but we've been here before. Our guys are ready to play. It's been really an interesting series. Both teams have reflected one another pretty closely, and they got us tonight, so we just have to fly back east and try to get them tomorrow night.
Okay. We'll take one last one here on the left.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
You've been here before, deciding games. One, I think we can remember from last year. What are managers, players, coaches like in a winner-take-all game?
You know, the players are definitely going to be mentally involved. I mean, like they always are, but maybe even a little bit more. So coaches will go over their work a little bit more than they normally do. Although I'm really not an advocate of that. I just want us to go play. Just do our normal patterns. We prepare like this for every series, not just this series. So do our normal prepare normally. The difference would be, like we're talking about, Quintana's available out of the bullpen tomorrow night. Lester was available tonight. That's unusual. Obviously, you don't even do that during a regular season. But for the most part, just if we could stay in our lanes at the plate, make sure that we see our pitches over the plate to swing at, and continue to play with the same kind of mental intensity, I'll be fine.
In what could have been his final start in a Cubs uniform, Jake Arrieta took the loss in Game 4. He gave up only one unearned run through 4 innings and only 2 hits, but he did walk 5 as the Cubs fell to the Nationals 5-0 in Game 4, failing in their chance to close out the series. Arrieta shared his thoughts after the game.
Fly ball, ground out or something like that. So that was the game plan going in, just especially with the conditions to establish the heater.
Jake, you said you were a little ramped up because of everything, you know, Game 4 and everything. How much of that had to do with the long layoff, September 26th?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be an adjustment, especially when I first took the mound. And, you know, I think I walked 5 guys, and just the erratic nature tonight was probably had something to do with the extended layoff, but also the playoff atmosphere. And like I said, I wasn't going to allow myself to make mistakes to consecutive hitters in a row and allow them to do damage. So I knew if I did walk a guy and I had a couple guys on base, I was still able to, you know, make a pitch to get the big out.
Did the whole thing starting now with Steven Strasburg, did that enter in this clubhouse? You guys talk about that?
Well, you know, I think we knew that Strauss was going to start today. Regardless of what they said, with the rain out yesterday, we kind of knew he was going to pitch. And he's been absolutely lights out. He's been throwing 3 or 4 pitches for strikes, and his changeup and curveball combination has been devastating. He's been on his game, and, you know, he made it tough on us again tonight, but, you know, we get to go to Washington tomorrow, and and play the decisive game, and that's why the playoffs are so fun. You know, we got a chance to win it on the road, and we're excited about it.
Jake, I imagine you have all the faith in the world going into tomorrow with the guys in this room. Is that how you feel about do or die?
Absolutely. You know, we had a chance to go 2-0 on the road. We were very close to winning both of those games. They were just able to do some damage against us in the late innings to put it away. We won game three here, so, you know, it's not ideal, but, you know, now the series is tied with a decisive game five coming up tomorrow. And, you know, we like our chances. As long as Strasburg's not on the mound, we'll be all right.
Did you feel like how much the experience in game six gives you?
Yeah, we've been in this situation before. We've had our backs against the wall, but you know, like I said, we had a chance to go 2-0 there, came up a little short, won game three here with a chance to kind of put it away tonight. You know, we have to deal with the circumstances and put it behind us and come out ready to play tomorrow.
Jake, why do you like Kyle so much?
Well, you know, Kyle's incredible with locating, throwing a fastball changeup combination for strikes, mixing in the occasional curveball, and he's got two changeups. So, you know, I don't think there's a better scenario for us if we have to play a game five, having a guy like that on the hill for game five.
Addison Russell has certainly had better days at the ballpark. He was perhaps robbed of a two-run homer by the wind in the bottom of the second, and then in the top of the third, with a chance to close out a scoreless frame for Jake Arrieta, he booted a two-out ground ball by Ryan Zimmerman to plate the Nationals' first run, and the Cubs would never recover as they fell to the Nats 5-0. The young Cubs shortstop spoke to the media after the game.
Yeah, I think any other day it would be out, but, you know, it's the name of the game, and, you know, yeah, I just really wish that ball would have left because different ball game.
I'm sure you feel the same about the throw you tried to make to first and it didn't work out and they score the run. It's disappointing that that's what gave them that edge, right?
Yeah. You know, try to slow the game down there, you know. I got to do a better job of slowing the game down there. That error doesn't need to happen, but, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we got each other's backs in here and, you know, we try to come out with the win every single time.
Anthony said it'll be a lot of nervous energy the next 24 hours, but do you feel like you've got the right guy, Mr. Calm and Cool, tomorrow, Wayne and Hendricks?
Yeah. The world of confidence in that guy. He goes about his business in such a way where, you know, if you just watch him work, the confidence is there and, you know, it builds confidence throughout this team. So we're really happy to have him out there.
The way these two teams are, Lester called two heavy hitters, both clubs, you surprised it's coming down to a winner-take-all game five? Yeah.
No, it's not surprising. You know, that's a great ball club over there. They got great arms, great players in general. You know, they can play all facets of the game. Yeah, so it's just going to come down to tomorrow.
You guys have talked about constantly being in every situation. You guys have had that experience in any situation. How does that benefit you guys tomorrow?
It's just, you know, not pressing the panic button. I believe that the guys that we have, we're used to the pressure. We're used to winning. We're used to not winning. So. When our back's against the wall, I think, you know, we turn on our teammates.
Just as he did in Game 7 of last year's World Series, John Lester once again provided quality relief for the Cubs. He turned in 3 2/3 innings out of the Chicago bullpen, giving up only one run, but it was not enough as the Cubs fell to the Nats 5-0. Lester shared his thoughts after the game.
I mean, I think both sides, if that side's honest over there, thought this would be a good series. And nobody thought that it was going to be a three-and-done type series. It's two heavyweights going at it, and we're going to the last round, and we're going to figure it out, and we got game five, so it should be exciting TV, and it should be exciting in our clubhouse and their clubhouse, and they get to go home. You know, so hopefully we play a good baseball game, and we come out on top.
You coming into this game instead of maybe hanging out for game five, does that say something about how you guys looked at game four here at home tonight?
I don't know. I just do what I'm told. You know, I asked, I don't even know what today is, but Wednesday. I asked Monday night if they wanted me in the pen on Tuesday, and we got rained out, and they came to me yesterday and said, hey, you're in there tomorrow. So, I don't ask questions. I don't really read into things. They wanted me down there, and, you know, Joe called my name. So, you got to try to go out there and do your job, and was able to keep us in it, you know, there till the end.
Do you feel like this team is at their best when your backs are against the wall? You guys did it last year.
I don't really think anybody likes having their back against the wall.
No, but you guys seem to thrive in it.
I think that's just our personality in this clubhouse. We got a bunch of grinders, you know. Even the guys that you consider superstars are still grinders. They grind out at bats, grind out pitches, and so forth and so on. So, nobody ever likes to have their back against the wall. Nobody ever likes playing game fives or game sevens, but we're in that situation. We're going to show up tomorrow. We're going to be prepared. And at the end of the day, that's all you can really do. We'll be prepared. We'll have a game plan going in, and now we just have to go out there and execute.
How's your mindset change from knowing you're going to be going into relief as opposed to starting? Is it a different mindset or in preparation?
I think it's just more kind of controlling emotions than anything. I mean, you run out on that field, and you're in a different part of the ball game than when you get to start it. So I think that's the biggest thing, is being able to breathe. You know, sometimes that sounds really easy, but you get into situations where, you know, the heart rate gets up and you start kind of looking around and you forget to breathe. So kind of taking a step back and just relaxing and worrying about executing pitches. I go to the scouting report. I go to what I know and how I'm going to attack guys. And then, you know, now, like I said, it's just more about attacking and going through a game plan.
Wade Davis has been one of baseball's most lights out closers in 2017, but he inherited a bases loaded two out jam in the top of the eighth and made one bad pitch to Michael A. Taylor as he deposited that pitch over the fence in right field for a stunning grand slam. The Cubs fell to the Nationals 5-0, setting up a winner-take-all Game 5 in Washington on Thursday. Davis spoke to the media following the loss.
It was a good game. You know, they played a great game on their side. They put together some good at-bats, and unfortunately we couldn't get the job done.
What did you throw to Taylor? Were you surprised that he was able to get one out in these conditions today?
Who's that?
I'm sorry. The grand slam.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a bad pitch. It was down the middle. He put a really good swing on it, and you know, definitely like to have it back, but we'll get ready for tomorrow.
But even with the rain and the weather and everything, weren't you a little surprised to see a ball hit out?
No, he hit it pretty good. I don't think I'm ever surprised when somebody hits one good and it goes out, and that's just usually what happens.
Okay. All the confidence in the world in Kyle Hendricks, he certainly does well on the stage, doesn't he?
Yeah, I like our chances tomorrow. We're gonna be ready, and it'll be a good game.